Blog Talk Radio.
Fly like a pin, high as a plant, this is fly-ish, better recognize this. Fly like a pin, high as a plant, this is fly-ish, better recognize this. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high, we gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and say fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and say hi, we gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and say fly. I'm too young to be considered an old folk. Plus, I move too fast, never a slow folk. I'm on a dance floor, I ain't going dumb no more. I'm freaking shorties from the back while they touch their toes. And I ain't sipping mo, champagne ain't my thing. Pop bottles for the look, but liquor's in my veins. And we don't make it rain, now we make it hurricane. To flood the block with dope, I ain't talking cocaine. But they all hook like it's a drug. Deuce trade these stubs, baby, show some love. This is the fly-ish, all I do is write hits. I'm high in the sky, this guy's my co-pilot. And it's gonna be a riot in the club if the DJ's a bitch and don't play my shit. Say, it's gonna be a riot in the club if the DJ's whacking, don't scratch my track. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high, we gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high, we gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
And I don't care if you ain't 21, you can still come, you can still have fun. Haters talking slick like my girl's too young. She only 19, but she got a fat ass son. I ain't in the bougie hoes, I'm wearing Gucci clothes. Polo black label for the groovies though. Quavo with the lime, got me twisted out my mind. I done lost my phone about 50 lent times. That's why I find my dimes on MySpace and Facebook. Cause when you drunk as hell, you forget how they face look, or what they name was, and how old they is. If they got a man, or too many kids. Well, I don't care, we gon' get her in the backseat and run her like a track meet athlete. I'm talking ass up, face down. That's the way we like to pound. Fly-ish, baby, baby, this is the sound.
If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
I'ma stack and stay fly. Mac and stay high. Get rich, F a bitch, M.O.B. until I die. AOB for life, you already know my motto. Get scratched off a batch like I'm trying to win a lotto. Everybody follow, don't ask where we going. Fly-ish airline, straight west coastin'. All around the world, it's the same song. And ain't nobody leaving till Deuce Trade come on. It's like everybody leaving cause Deuce Trade ain't on. Whether rapping, stacking, or macking, I can't leave it alone. You got the number to my phone, you can text for sex. Or leave a message at the beep if it's about some check. This is grown man business, if you ain't got no interest, close your eyes and don't be a witness. I'm feeling great like Tony, ain't never been phony. And I did this track for the homies.
Homie, if you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Fly, fly, fly.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. You know what time it is. It's Wednesday hump day, and you are on point with these stubs. Brought to you by FlyHisTV.com. That last record was our theme song by your boy Deuce Trey, a.k.a. Sneaky McStruff, called Stack and Stay Fly. You always know we're going to bang that record out every episode. But we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's going to be a real crazy topic. We already have like about... You know, well, basically the room is full right now. So we want to say shout out to everybody who's tuned in right now. Everybody who's listening to the show on FlyHisTV.com, you can give us a call and listen straight from your cell phone, toll free at 347-857-1026. And we will get you on the air pronto and let you talk about tonight's crazy topic. And it's been going crazy. My phone's been blowing up. People have been text messaging me all day about this topic. So, you know, we're going to get into it. But before we get into the topic, we also want to let you know we have a lot of crazy events going on. Shout out to everybody on the West Coast. There's a lot of hot stuff going on in L.A. for the All-Star Weekend Throwdown. So we're going to give you some information on that and let you know where you need to be this weekend for All-Star Weekend. We also have some things that are going on in the DMV and for everybody tuning in across the world, the DMV is basically the District of Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. So we got a lot of things going on in the DMV right now that we're going to let you know about, too. And then we're also going to let everybody tune in on this crazy topic for tonight. Next time you're in front of the computer, make sure you tune in to the show on demand. You can always tune in to the show on demand on flyishtv.com. That's FLY-ISHTV.com. You can check it out and always listen to all of our older archive episodes. And we, you know what, we're going to let you know, too, we've been going crazy. The ratings are going up. So we want to let everybody know out there who's tuning in for the first time to make sure you tell five people about the show if you enjoy the experience, because we want to grow this thing to all corners of the planet Earth. So without further ado, we're going to get into tonight's topic, which is real crazy, and we see hands raised in the room right now, so we're going to get to you guys, but tonight's topic is Facebook do's and Facebook don'ts. Facebook do's and Facebook don'ts. Everybody and their mama is on Facebook right now. Facebook has grown tremendously over the past 4 years, and I know back when I was in school, shout out to Howard University, I didn't even like Facebook. I was more of a MySpace kind of dude because I was in the entertainment thing, and you know, people on MySpace, you know, had, you know, things going on, and they were a lot, you know, really, really social. And then all of a sudden, this Facebook thing popped up out of nowhere, and everybody and their mama decided to get on the Facebook. So, after several months of trying to avoid the Facebook craze, I had to say, forget it, because you know, Facebook is just huge right now. So, hey, you know, you can't avoid Facebook. If you're not living under a rock right now, you're probably on Facebook. Either you're talking to people that you went to high school with or elementary school with, or you are, you know, just gawking at all of the pretty people on Facebook. And shout out to all of the beautiful ladies on Facebook right now, because believe it or not, whether you know it or not, guys are gawking at your photos every single day. The guys that had a crush on you in high school are probably gawking at your photos. And if you say you're not doing it, you're probably lying. Because I know doggone well I do it. I mean, I don't gawk at them. I don't have a lot of time to gawk at them. But I do check them out. So tonight we're going to talk about, for everybody who's on Facebook, we're going to talk about some ways that you can keep yourself from looking like a dummy on Facebook. Because there are some people who are trying to treat Facebook a little bit like MySpace. And when I say like MySpace, I mean, you know, on MySpace, you know, things started off okay. They started off casual, and then you got the weirdos on there who started taking pictures of themselves with no shirts on and taking pictures of themselves, you know, in provocative clothes and bathing suits and stuff like that. Nothing wrong with skin, but I'm just saying Facebook seems like it's a little bit more, you know, it's a little classier. So we're going to give you guys a couple hints on how to avoid being the laughingstock of Facebook. And we're going to also give you a few tips on how to turn those Facebook friends that you may have a crush on and that you may not have been able to connect with that are local to you. We're going to give you a couple tips on how to connect with them in real life. So I know we got a lot of people calling in right now, and we're going to let our first person on the air let us know a couple of the Facebook do's and don'ts that they've seen on Facebook. And this is our first caller is Dee from Maryland. So shout out to Dee, you're on point with Dee Stubbs. Thanks for giving us a call, and let us know what you've seen out there on Facebook, some do's and some don'ts. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I am good, and thanks for calling in, Dee. Give us a little bit of some things you've seen on Facebook, some do's and some don'ts that you think are important to let people know about out there.
I think a big don't. Call, and you know you a booty call, don't be putting your booty call business on wall. You inbox that information. You don't do that. That is public hating.
Yes, yes. And I definitely see. I know a couple people who have had issues with that, and you know, they put their information out there on Facebook on the wall, and the next thing you know the whole interrelationship status changes to single, and you wondering why.
Exactly.
And I know you've seen that, right? You've seen that before, right?
You can't do that.
Yeah,
that's a big no-no.
That's a huge no-no. Do not. So the first don't for tonight, and, you know, by the way, everybody who's listening on FlyTV.com and listening, you know, from calling in, we're going to give you guys a list of these things on Facebook so you can look at the actual event wall and see what you're doing wrong on Facebook and what you're doing right on Facebook based on what the streets are talking about right now. So, D, we appreciate you giving us a call and letting us know about that, because that is definitely a very, very good point. Is, you know, if you're in a situation that you may not want to publicly broadcast, why on earth would you put it on Facebook? And likewise, if you do have somebody out there that, you know, you may not want to necessarily let other people know you're dealing with, make sure you keep your people in check. Keep them in check, because you don't want them going on Facebook and broadcasting to the rest of the world what's going on with you guys. D, we want to keep you on the line, so make sure you stay on the line for the whole show, because we may want to touch back with you and get some other ideas on how you feel about this. Our next caller is my main man, Cuffy Davis, from the mountains of North Carolina. What's going on, Big Cuffy? You on point with these stuffs. How you doing tonight, man?
Man, that D chick from Maryland was thrilled, dude. I was laughing my ass off while I was holding. I got a do for you. You do need to Facebook inbox a ninja some details on PayPal, because I want to be quick, because I'm going to be going to Durham soon again. I can't get my friggin' Avid hooked up to the computer. Anyway, we're talking about Facebook, my B. But anyway, sorry, man.
And I got you on the PayPal. I do have you on that PayPal. Cuffy Davis is an up-and-coming rapper from North Carolina, for everybody who don't know. So now you know. But Cuffy, let us know, man. Give us some Facebook do's and some Facebook don'ts.
Man, it's just in general, like, I mean, the man's already got all kinds of ways of data mining, and corporations that already want to know all your information have already got tons of ways on just data mining and figuring your stuff out. And privacy's already an illusion. So why would you be? That's why I use the alias on Facebook. I'm not trying to be too hot with it at all. I don't even have my family's names up there. My sister made a link saying she was my sister, and I thought that was kind of hot, but I'm not going to be like, hell no to my sister. That's blood, you know what I'm saying? So, but no, aliases are a good idea. That's a do. Not blowing up everybody's spot and being hot, like D said, but not just like booty call or sexual stuff. I mean, just in general, just heat in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And that's definitely real.
Why make it worse? Why give away more information to everybody that already wants it? I mean, it's so valuable to build a profile on somebody, because then you can narrow cast right to them and, like, target them specifically with your ads. I mean, that's only one application. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be all conspiracy guy on your show, but, I mean, that's only one application of it. So it's just not a good idea to be hot with Facebook in any way, shape, or form. I know that's an umbrella do and don't, but it had to be said up front, I guess.
Oh, okay, good. Well, Cuffy Davis from North Carolina, we appreciate that call. Make sure you stay on the line for the whole show, because we're going to get back to you in a couple minutes. Good one. Keep an alias. And I do know a couple people in my circle who definitely keep aliases. My thing with the alias thing is, though, I mean, some people are on Facebook trying to network and trying to get some business together. And a lot of times, if you get an alias, a weird alias, you may not necessarily know who it is, or you may wonder, like, hey, what the hell is up with this alias? I don't know. I think it's a good idea, honestly, to have an alias if you're doing if you have certain situations that you want to let people know about in private. The alias thing, I don't know. Maybe we can talk about that later on, too. Aliases, you know, is that something that you want to do on Facebook or not? Because I know on MySpace, you know, we did a lot of the alias thing going on, and, you know, and that was just kind of like standard protocol. Facebook, I don't know. I mean, data mining is definitely an important thing, you know, so we want to get your feedback on it. We got some other callers with their hands raised, so our next caller is none other than your boy Deuce Trizzle, Deuce Trey. What's going on, Deuce Trey? You're on point with these stuff, man. What it do, pimping?
Yeah, what's going on, man? I'm just trying to stop you know?
All right. So let us know, man.
With no further ado, I think this is probably the hottest topic of the year. I don't want to take up too much time. I want to get right into it, man. Facebook do's and don'ts. Shout out to my man Cuffy Davis Jr., man. You know, I'm actually the one who gave him that alias. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to let that be known. But an alias, that's a good one to do because that's a good thing to do for professional reasons and because you don't want all your information out there because Facebook is no longer a college profile thing. It's open to the public, open to people who never went to college. I kind of don't like that. It's kind of got MySpace out. But one of my Facebook dudes, I would say, is be careful, man, because
I know
when you're on point with these stuff, you like to talk about relationships, but Facebook is getting dangerous these days, man. I heard on the news there was a lady who was actually killed because, you know, she wanted to put so much information out on Facebook. People, I mean, these white folks, excuse my language, but they're the only ones doing it. Well, I think us blackies, we're doing it too, man. We're putting our whole information up there just waiting for someone to come get us. We're taking pictures of our houses, letting you know what time we're leaving to go to the movies, what movie we're watching, what we're eating for dinner, what restaurant we're at all given times. Like, all that information doesn't have to be shared with anyone. But that's what people don't, man. Don't be out here letting me know your whole life at every given second, man. Stop updating your phone
right
every few seconds because I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Stop being a Facebook flunky and a Facebook junkie because it really is a bad look. It makes me think you have nothing better to do with your life than just wait for people to give you messages and updates on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? That's not what it's all about. Another Facebook do, I would say, is maybe make a multiple profiles. You know what I'm saying? If you want to profile your own personal reasons to keep in touch with your friends, have that. Then you can make another Facebook profile that's for business only. Then you can make another one that's for, you know, your pleasure, if you know what I'm saying. That way you don't have to worry about your girl, you know what I'm saying, checking your password, leaving the face. Make another face, man. It's simple. I know a couple people who have done it. I'm not going to throw no names out there, you know what I'm saying. But that's another Facebook do. Another Facebook don't, I would say, is if you and your girlfriend don't have an established relationship, keep going. If you and your girl don't have an established relationship and y'all don't trust each other, then don't be friends with your girlfriend on Facebook, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey!
And unless you and your girl have on Facebook that we're in a relationship and says each other's names, if y'all not going to go all the way and do it like that, then don't even be friends with your girl on Facebook. For what? You know what I'm saying? Because we all know nowadays nobody's using Facebook for what it's for. Nobody's using it just to say hi to your buddies. Everybody's being raunchy. Everybody's putting stuff up on their wall that should be on their inbox. Everyone's partaking in these silly little high school games, the numbers game, the name game. What was the other game, man? The questions game. All that monkey madness, man, is turning everyone's statuses from married to complicated to single. You know what I'm saying? Do not let Facebook ruin your life, fellas. And women, especially women, if you're over the age of 21, man, if you're over the age of 25, quit acting like you're in high school, man. Facebook is the internet. It's not real. You can't touch it. It's cyberspace, man. So I don't care if a girl says you look cute or you see me in a picture. Get over it, man. It's just Facebook. So if your girlfriend can't handle it, then defriend your girlfriend, man. Or girlfriend, defriend
the girlfriend. Dude, defriend the girlfriend.
And I got one more Facebook don't. I got one more Facebook don't. This is not MySpace. If you don't know me, don't start adding me as your friend because you thought I looked cute or because you think I'm an ill dude and I look like I may be getting something popping. Because 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to add you. Facebook is personal. It's not MySpace, man. Don't go adding people who you don't know and don't steal other people's friends unless it's for business reasons. Don't be looking up on my friend list to see who I know and what drugs I got and try to steal all my friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely a good one.
Up, man, for my Facebook don'ts, do's and don'ts for 2011, man. You did.
2011. And you know what? Deuce Trey, of course, I know you're going to stay on the line for the rest of the show because that's how we get down. So we had a lot of people calling in. And you know what? Those were all good points. But you know what? I think we have a lot more stuff to discuss, man, because I see a lot of weird profile pictures. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. One of those things about the profile thing, I'm guilty of that. I need to really establish a business page for what I'm doing, and I need to establish a personal page for what I'm doing, too. And I'm guilty of that. So everybody out there who's listening in cyberspace and the rest of the world, your boy D-Stubbs can admit when he's wrong, and yes, I do need a personal and a business page because I know all of my friends are tired of me promoting this show and tired of me promoting these flyers, tees, but hey, the stuff is fly. You know, I just don't have time to get out there and have a business page. So if you are listening and you do want to intern for FlyishTV.com and for your boy D Stubbs, then please inbox me on Facebook or shoot me an email. I'll give you that information later on. But in the meantime, in between time, we're going to take a break from this conversation because it's a real hot conversation, and we're going to get into the first record of tonight. It's by your boy Lloyd called Lay It Down. You're on point with D Stubbs, FlyishTV.com. FlyishTV.com, home of the livest entertainment news as you can find out on the internet. The fly stuff. We're not putting all the bogus stuff, all of the people getting their butts beat up and stuff like that. We're getting the, putting the fly stuff out there. So make sure you tune in to FlyishTV.com next time you're in front of the computer. So tonight's topic is crazy. We had a whole bunch of people calling in, and we got a whole bunch more people calling in. Tonight's topic is Facebook do's and Facebook don'ts. We're going to get our next call on the air because the room is just crazy right now. So I think without further ado, we're going to let my man Immaculate from D.C. get on point with D-Cells. What's going on, Immaculate?
What's
Immaculate,
good,
you are on point. Hey, what's going on with you, brother?
Shit, I'm just up in the house chilling. You know, I'm dude. Ain't nothing. But, yeah, man, I'm just talking about. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the Facebook do's and don'ts, man. Number one.
Facebook do's and don'ts.
My Facebook don't is a big don't. And it's pretty much for the messy people. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you see niggas in the club have a good time, well, excuse me for the radio audience, fellas having a good time, you know, in the club, you know, making it do what it do, and you know that man doing him, and he got another girl, don't go posting that, tagging that man in pictures on his wall. I'm like, come on, man, like, that's so messy. Like, why would you do that? You didn't want to give the dude no play, but when he getting play, and you know he got a girl, you didn't want to go hate on him doing that. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's credit. And, you know, as far as, like, I agree with my partner in crime, Deuce Trey, the Mactivist, you know what I'm saying? Because he was talking about me. I ain't ashamed. I got two pages. So what? You know what I'm saying? I ain't ashamed to say it. I do what I do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But
okay, you got to manage that. You got to organize that, right? You got to keep organized. You got to have one page for the professionals and one page for the, you know, non-professional, right?
Right, right. But I'm saying, like, man, it's shit on there that my second page.
Oh, wow.
I don't want my mama to see. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my family to see. You know what I'm saying? They don't need to know everything that I do. They don't need to know every how I get down all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
I put them pictures up on that. Talk about whatever the hell I want to on that. Then I keep it professional and business and, you know, wholesome on the regular one with my real name. You know what I'm saying? But hey,
right.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with having two pages. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, because, you know, nowadays jobs is looking at people's Facebook pages before they, you know, during the application process. They go to your name, your Facebook page, look at your Facebook, and they see some crazy stuff on there. That's going to make them know that that's how you really get down, and they're not going to hire you. So it's best to get
right.
two pages, man. And you do
right.
know
and,
that.
And you do know that. And, man, you know what's crazy? I was sitting here laughing because I'm keeping it 100% honest with everybody. As we speak, somebody is tagging me on all kind of crazy photos of me in the club that I didn't even know we took. So that's another dump, man, because,
you know, what I'm saying?
You know, we just talked about that, man. Literally, as we speak, man, I just got two pictures posted on my wall. I'm not trying to tell people to go to my Facebook page. If you're not my friend yet, make friends with me. But they might not be up here by the time you check it out. But I got two crazy pictures of me in the club rocking a Flyish tee. Shout out to Flyish. With me in the club getting crazy. As we speak, as the show is going on about Facebook do's and don'ts, I got a crazy, two crazy photos on my page that I'm going to have to pull down like pronto. So, yeah, definitely. People out there, don't be tagging people and, you know, in their pictures and trying to make them look crazy on Facebook, because that's a no-no. That's a no-no unless you ask them for permission. And I know they're probably doing it for shits and giggles, but, hey, it is what it is. Your boy D-Stubbs keeps it honest with everybody, so it's all good. Immaculate, stay on the line because we're going to get you on the air a little later on. We got our next caller. It looks like we have a fellow personality on point with D-Stubbs right now. We got meeting in the ladies' room from the DMV area. How you ladies doing tonight? You on point with D-Stubbs. How are y'all tonight?
We're doing great.
Good, good. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Now, this is one of the first female do and don't respondents. So we want to make sure we pay close attention to this because the ladies, you know, the ladies have to get their word in. So, ladies, let us know a couple of Facebook do's and don'ts that y'all seen on Facebook and share with the world how you should get down on Facebook.
Well, I mean, since most of them were taken, I guess, for the most part, I just want to reiterate, I think it is important that, you know, you watch what you put on Facebook, not just because jobs are looking, but because everybody's looking, because apparently this is how men are using women to stalk women. Like, Like, I've had a guy be like, oh, I know you like sunflowers. You posted it on Facebook. And it's like, wow, like, how do you know that? He was like, a friend of your friend of your friend. So, like, I can see your page through her. So, yeah, change your settings on Facebook. Make sure that it's private. And be careful who you're friending, because apparently people that are friends of friends of friends can see your page. And I would say another thing is, like, with the poking thing, like, let's stop that. I don't even know what the poking thing is.
I agree. I'm tired of being poked as well. You're right, Nas. You're right.
Right.
What is poking?
Like, I don't
even know what that means. What is that? What is that whole poking thing? What is that supposed to mean? Like, you're just poking somebody while you're, I mean, what is that?
I want to get your attention, but I don't have anything clever to say. That's what it is.
Oh.
And I want to say, also, like, for the booty models, like, how you going? They be on Facebook all the time, like, with their booty model pictures. Which, I mean, if that's your hustle, that's fine. It's, like, really no hate at all. But if you're going to have those pictures, don't every 2 seconds talk about, I really want a man that's going to respect me. Like, where's the love? Like, you know, like, dudes think just because they see my ass, my behind every day, that that's all I'm about. And it's just like, okay, we, like, really, right. Seriously, is a police officer going to wear a police officer uniform and say, don't think I'm a cop, for real. Like, I'm not really a cop. So it's like,
I'm in
like,
a whole uniform. I'm not a hoe, but I'm in a whole uniform right now.
Right.
On Facebook for the world to see.
Basically.
Yeah,
and the last thing I would say is, just put it private. And just know that just because you know me on Facebook does not mean you know me in real life. Like, there's a big difference. Real life friends are real life friends. And if you know me as such, then, I mean, when you're asking to be my friend, I should know you. I shouldn't have to look through your pictures and be like, oh, this is how I know them? Like, yeah, I should know you. And you should know me.
Hey, well, let me ask you this, ladies, because we really appreciate this feedback. Let me ask you this now. Have you ever met somebody on Facebook, first of all, that you never known, and have you ever connected with them outside of Facebook just because you guys had a good chemistry on Facebook, or is that non-existent? Does that never happen? Because I really want to know, because I know on MySpace, a lot of times people used to do that where you meet them on MySpace, exchange numbers, and then you actually might meet them in person. Has that ever happened to y'all?
I'm going to answer honestly, because I feel like Nas is going to say no. That has happened.
No,
yeah.
I was about to answer differently.
Oh, you were? Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go first. But the reason why I'm supposed to connect with this person is because we were both from Cali. Like, he was from the Bay, I'm from L.A., and, you know, we started talking on Facebook through a mutual friend of mine who was also from the Bay. So I went to the Bay to visit, you know, hang out with my mutual friend of ours, and then I met this other cat that I knew from Facebook. And he was a cool dude, so we ended up spending, he was my weekend boyfriend for New Year's, actually. So, yeah, to answer your question, the answer is yes.
Okay. How about you, Nas? Have you ever done it before?
I'm going to say, for the most part, I mean, like, here's the thing. I wasn't looking to hang out with them, but I saw them while I was out. And they were like, oh, you're my Facebook friend. And it was the weirdest thing.
That's so
like, Facebook and Twitter people, it's like, they keep them, like, I don't know, I don't really look at people's pictures and be like, oh, well, when I see them in person, I'm going to say hi. Like, so I never thought about that. But the person was like, oh, you're my Facebook friend, and we're friends on Twitter. Like, it's just like, where are we not on friends? Like, where are we not
the
friends? But it was just like, we were friends, and then we, like, we had a good time talking, and then from there we hung out. But I can't say for the most part that, because I wasn't really into MySpace in the point where I would, like, try to date people from MySpace. Like, MySpace I just used, I was really more of a Facebook person. I'm kind of mad. I'm kind of opposite you. I'm mad that they opened it up to everybody. But for the most part, no. I like it just for college. I want to just mind my business. I don't want to have to put all these settings on and watch what I'm saying. And my page, for the most part, I do have, like, preferred people that I allow to see my whole page. Like, if you know me in real life, you can see my whole page.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't really know me, or I know that you're a coworker or you work at my internship, then you know what I mean? I'm like that. And the only reason I say that, and I'm going to keep it real short, but I know a friend who got fired from putting that she couldn't stand her job. She couldn't stand her boss, and her boss said,
I said, of course, she had every right, you know. She was retarded.
Right.
I mean,
that's crazy. But you know what? A couple episodes ago, we actually had somebody call in, and it was way off topic, but this guy told me that he had a coworker call off work and then went on Facebook the same day and was bragging about a vacation that she took going somewhere else in another city after she got off work and forgot that her doggone call, her boss was on Facebook with her. And she got
fired. That's the dumbest thing. But that's dumb. I feel how she should be able to say whatever she wants. Like, if it's your page, just be smart about it. Like, my bosses can only see what I allow them to see. You know
and
what I mean?
And I don't accept them as friends.
Right. I don't even accept them as friends. But if you are, you know what I mean? Just watch what you say. Don't be staying on vacation and you just call out of work. And don't be talking about how your boss, like, is sleeping with one of the managers and telling everybody's business because you're going to get fired.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get fired. And thank you for the ladies of the meeting in the ladies' room. Their show actually comes on right after ours, so make sure you're tuning in. Tune into the meeting in the ladies' room. They're going to get into a lot of other things that, fellas, we may not be able to talk about amongst ourselves that we have questions about. So make sure you tune into their show because it's really dope. And also, yeah, man, make sure you check out those privacy settings, man. Make sure you go on the privacy settings. Actually take time to look at what's going on there and make sure you filter out the information you share with strangers because, you know, it's a lot of strangers out there. I mean, people are weirder than you think. People may put on a nice facade. You may see them out and, you know, you may see their Facebook picture and they got a suit on or whatever. But, you know, you never know what kind of person that person really is behind closed doors sitting in front of a computer by themselves in a dark basement somewhere looking at your photos. So make sure you do some discretionary actions towards, you know, your sharing of information on Facebook, because if you don't, then guess what? You might get got. And I know personally another experience that I had that was real crazy, was I was sitting up one day, minding my own business, watching MTV jams, and I get a phone call from somebody, a stranger. And I pick up the phone, and I'm like, hey, you know, how you doing? Because I always try to pick up the phone. I always try to answer text messages and pick up the phone. So this person says, hey, breathing all heavy on the phone, you know who this is? And, of course, I'm like, no, I don't recognize the number. I don't know who this is. And she says, well, yeah, you know, it's Tisha. And I'm like, okay, still doesn't ring a bell. But I'm like, all right, how you doing? She's like, I'm all right. And she's like, you probably don't know where I know you from, do you? And I'm like, hell no, I don't know where you from. Well, you know, can you refresh my memory? Have we been somewhere? We networking event or something? You know, give me a little bit of hint. She said, I got your phone number off Facebook. Man, when I tell you I flipped out of the chair, flipped out of my bed, wherever I was, I don't remember where I was, I went crazy. I couldn't believe somebody had the audacity to call your boy up from a phone number on Facebook that I'd never met her at all. And you know what I did? As soon as I found out that my number was on Facebook, because a lot of times the privacy settings, you got to work with them and set them up, I took that number down. So another don't that I want to let y'all know about is don't put your dang on phone number on Facebook, especially if you got thousands of friends and, you know, I know ladies are very, very popular on Facebook. Don't put your phone number out there because you might get a couple weirdos giving you a call acting like they know you, and they really don't. That scared the hell out of me. So I know ladies out there, it probably scared the hell out of you too. So don't put your phone number on Facebook and do go to the privacy settings and make sure that the stuff you share on Facebook is stuff that you want to share, not stuff that's just up there because it's by default. So without further ado, we're going to get into the next record of tonight. It's a real crazy record, and it's by your boy Kanye West called All of the Lights. If you tuned in on FlyersTV.com and you want to give us a call and get on the air after this break, call in at 347-857-1026. Press the number 1 on your keypad, and we will get you on the air to express how you feel about the Facebook do's and Facebook don'ts. In the meantime, we're going to get into this next record by Kanye West, All of the Lights, Young Porn with D-Stubs, FlyishTV.com.
All of the lights.
If you want it.
my nigga dead. I slapped my girl, she called a fed. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home, I'm almost there. I'm on my way, headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
I'm on the light.
Cop lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights.
TV.com. Crazy, crazy show tonight. We are talking about Facebook do's and Facebook don'ts. The room is going crazy right now. But before we get into the next guest, we want to let you know that we want to introduce you to our boy, Andrew Wesley, a.k.a. 20, D.C.'s hottest upcoming promoter, specializing in birthdays and large events. 20 can give you the best deals and discounts for your event at Love. Trust me, 20 has the hookup. He's got a range of tables to private rooms, and 20 will get you the best deal for your money and make sure you stay under your budget. So for more information, email 4VIPLove@gmail.com or call or text 323-761-0041 and make sure you ask for 20. Follow him on Twitter at twitter.com/ TW, the number one, NTY, that's 20, or request them as a friend on Facebook at facebook.com/TW, the number one, NTY, that's Facebook 20. Other news. For all of you guys that are going out to the West Coast this weekend for All-Star Weekend, let me tell you where you need to be, all right? First of all, in case you didn't know, Kobe Bryant is getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's a real crazy situation. I think he's like one of the first sports stars to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and he is going to be celebrating that thing at Club Boulevard 3 West Sunset Boulevard in L.A., California. So you want to make sure that if you want to go party with your boy Kobe Bryant, L.A. Lakers star, superstar, make sure you go to FlyIsTV.com and click on the big old flyer that they have on FlyIsTV.com to get your tickets. And, yes, they are going to be going fast. So make sure, once again, if you want to party with your boy Kobe Bryant out in L.A. this weekend on Saturday, this event is on Saturday, so make sure you mark your calendar, February 19th. Go to FlyIsTV.com and click on the banner. Right in the middle on the homepage, and you can get your tickets through FlyersTV.com. And finally, the last event that we want to let you know about is the grand finale of the All-Star Weekend, and that party is going to be with your boy none other than Jamie Foxx, and DJ Jazzy Jeff is going to be on the ones and twos. They're going to be doing an event called Audio Lust, and they are going to be at the Music Box in Hollywood, LA. And you can also reach out to us on FlyersTV.com if you want to get some tickets for that, and we'll let you know how to do that. If you're a Facebook friend, you can inbox me, or you can go to FlyersTV.com and get more information about that. That post should be up tomorrow, I believe, and I think I put it up on my wall too. So if you were going to be in LA this weekend, we got you covered. Saturday, you can party with Kobe Bryant, and then on Sunday, you can kick it with Jamie Foxx and DJ Jazzy Jeff, and you can have a tremendous time. So make sure you go to FlyersTV.com to get your tickets for that event. Tonight's topic, once again, is Flyish. I'm sorry, not Flyish. It is Flyish, but tonight's topic is Facebook do's and don'ts. We had a lot of people call in today. We want to let everybody know we appreciate all those calls. A couple hands raised in the room right now, so we're going to get to the next caller. We have somebody from L.A. right now, actually, and we're going to get her on the air now. You're on Point with D-Stells, ma'am. I didn't get your name personally, but let us know what your name is, and I know you're out on the West Coast. How do you feel about this thing? You want to share some Facebook do's and don'ts? You're on Point with D-Stells.
Yeah, I do. My name is Sheila.
Sheila? How you doing, Sheila?
From Cali. I'm good. One of my pet peeves about Facebook or Facebook don't is I see a lot of times people will carry on conversations, personal conversations, family conversations on their statuses. That's what the inbox is for. If you want to carry on personal conversations, don't do it on Facebook on your on the status where everybody can see what you're talking about, okay? Arguments and things like that. That's not for anybody else's business but your own. So, you know, utilize the inbox for that kind of crap. A do is what you have been saying all the time. It's like make sure that your settings are at a point where just anybody can't look at your Facebook profile. The meeting in the ladies' room, they had some really good points. I enjoyed that conversation with them as well. Love your show, and I will stay online in case I have any more comments.
Perfect, perfect. And that was Sheila from L.A., the West Coast, calling in, showing us some love. Hopefully, Sheila, if you're not doing anything this weekend, you're going to be at one of those two huge events out in L.A. because All-Star Weekend is always huge. So make sure you go to FlyersTV.com and check that out too. And also, of course, before you go, you want to get suited and booted and rock your Flyers tee so you can get those too. They're doing 25% off this month and this month only for Black History Month. So you want to make sure you pick up 5 or 6 of those Flyers tees because they are definitely dope, and I'll rock mine all the time. So we appreciate that feedback. And you know what? Another thing, you know, we didn't really get into Facebook posers tonight.
I thought that was going to come up a little bit more, but I guess everybody is more interested in the actual conversations on Facebook and not necessarily focused on the picture that you see on Facebook, which is actually surprising to me because I know I've seen a lot of crazy pictures on Facebook of people that I know, you know, like, you know, you see people up there with money and, you know, your boy is definitely guilty of a couple of them. You got to go to my Facebook page to see it, and you got to find out what I'm talking about so you can ask me the right questions. But see a lot of people up there with real crazy pictures of them with, like, you know, money. And I haven't seen any – I actually haven't seen any gun pictures yet. So that's definitely a good thing because I know on MySpace there used to be a ton of people with guns. I don't know if it's just because I had like 10,000 MySpace friends. And so, you know, that's a real big range of people. So, you know, I don't know if I was just, you know, having the wrong MySpace friends or what. But, you know, I used to see people with guns on MySpace, and I see people with all kind of crazy stuff on MySpace. But, you know, maybe we can talk about the poses. We got like about 9 minutes left on the show, and this thing went by so fast. We may need to extend the show and talk about this another week, but let's talk about some poses on Facebook. You know, have you ever seen any poses on Facebook with things on Facebook that you know doggone well they don't have? If you're listening on flyishtv.com and you want to give us a call and let us know how you feel about Facebook poses for now, the call-in number is area code 347-857-1026. And if you want to voice your opinion on it, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and we'll get you on point with these stuff for the whole world to listen to. And you can let us know how you feel about it. Because right now, let's talk about the Facebook poses for the last couple of minutes because, you know, a lot of people on there are misleading people. Another thing that, you know, we can talk about is the pictures of people who are 38, but they still got their picture from high school on their profile pic. What's up with that? We know you done gained like about 20 pounds. Why are you on Facebook showing us your high school picture, knowing doggone well that you don't even look like that anymore? What is up with that? I still don't know what that is. But Deuce Trey, we got Deuce Trey back on the line, man. Let us know about that, man. What's up with the fake pictures with the girls 40 years old showing us they doggone glamour shots pictures in high school as they profile.
Let me tell you what's even worse. Something that's even worse is the girls who you met when they were 21, by the time they turned 25, they looked 40, and they still got that picture of them from 4 years ago, the way you met them. And, you know, you ain't seen them in a minute, man, because sometimes, man, I like to holler at girls through Facebook if I ain't seen them in a minute. How about the people who don't even update their profile? So then you finally meet up with them, and you're thinking, okay, this girl looks good. She looks good in all her pictures. She looks good in her profile picture. And then you meet up with her, and she's at least 20 pounds plus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's up with that?
A few months ago, dog, I was so heated. I met this girl who I had known for a while. We were talking back and forth on Facebook. Finally, he was like, man, let's both quit messing around, man. Let's get up. And I'm like, damn, this girl didn't want to get up 4 years ago. Something's too good to be true. We got up, man. She had gained. First of all, she had an extra large Starbucks, one of them, you know, those mochaccino things in her hand. When I got up with her, she put on at least 45 pounds. I was so heated, man. But, yeah, man, the Facebook poses, you know what I'm saying, it's ridiculous, man. Like you said, it's people taking pictures, man, of stuff that doesn't belong to them and claiming it's theirs. People taking pictures in front of Benzes and taking pictures of Benzes. Yeah, man, all that Facebook posing, man, cut that out, man. And you know what else is corny, man? Quit putting other people's face up for your profile picture, man. Stop doing that, man.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
These women out here, man, I know you want to look like Beyonce and you want to look like all these other little light-skinned girls who got long, fake hair, but quit putting their picture up in the studio. So you don't look nothing like that broad, man. And you don't have half as much money as she does, so stop it. You know what I'm saying?
Stop it. Stop with the fake pictures. Please stay on the line because we're going to continue on. We got 5 minutes left. Immaculate, you want to get a couple last minute things in before we wrap the show up? I know you had your hand raised again, man. Let's talk about it, man. Fake Facebook pictures. What's up with it? You know anybody with them? How did it make you feel?
Oh my God, y'all fools are ridiculous. I'm loving this. I'm loving every second of this show, dog. Like, I've been rolling. Like, it's not even funny, man. But man, them fake Facebook pictures, dog. Like. And I hate, wait, this one, them shoe advertisements, like, what the hell? Like, we don't, I don't, what, why are you putting, like, I be hating, like, how the hell I get female heels talking about you should buy these for your girl, they 70% off. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Well, look at all these shoes. Like, who does that?
I don't know what's going on with that.
I don't need that. I got plenty of shoes. I know how to get shoes. I know where they at. I know how cheap they are, whatever. I don't need to see all them advertisements and the fake pictures. Like, I'm
yeah.
I just want to reiterate on, like, a lot of times, don't be, if y'all don't know me, don't, you know, request me. I don't want to know you. I don't care. It's like, what, you just want to look at my pictures all day? I don't want to see none of that. I don't even want to see you. Don't comment on my shit. Don't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, so, right. And you know
yeah,
what? You know, the UGG boots, man, you absolutely right. Every single day, matter of fact, on my Facebook page, I'm looking at my Facebook page now, I have 3 pictures of some damn UGG boots, female UGG boots. And matter of fact, I'm not going to put this person on blast because that's not what we do on Point. We don't put people on blast. I'm looking at some purple UGG boots on my Facebook page right now. And matter of fact, Immaculate, I think you were tagged in this photo too, man. I don't know what's going on with these UGG boots, man. But, you know, we appreciate the hustle. But, man, don't nobody want no daggone. Guys, I don't know if you bought any UGG boots lately, but I'm not buying no UGG boots off no Facebook ad. I'm not. And I learned a lot to myself because, you know, I go hard on the Flyers tees too. You know what I mean? And maybe I need to do what everybody else said and get a business pay. So, hey, I'm learning too. Everybody's learning. This is a learning environment. So please listen to this show with an open mind because all of us can learn from this stuff. You know, there are some things that will make you look like a clown on Facebook, and people will be talking about you behind your back. I'm just letting you know. We are letting you know. Don't look like a Facebook dummy. So we had a couple, just to recap, we had a lot of good feedback on this topic. We got about 2 minutes left on the show, and I took down a couple things that we talked about. We talked about some do's and we talked about some don'ts. So here's a recap for everybody who's just now tuning in. A couple do's for the Facebook. Take note. The first thing that I took down is be careful. You don't want all the information out on Facebook for people to check you out. Find out where you're living, find out where you went to school, find out where you ate, find out your phone number, and then have somebody crazy knocking on your door. You don't want that. I've had somebody call me on Facebook, and it was crazy. Shout out to her. I mean, she was a nice person. I didn't know her, but she was nice. Please call in next week. But crazy, take your number down. Don't put all your personal information up there. The second thing that is a do for all of y'all out there who have, you know, different things that you want to share with the world, get multiple profiles. I mean, hey, that's practical. Get multiple profiles. Get one for the business, and then get one for the people who you want to be friends with. Give an alias. You know, that's another do. Don't have a friend of yours who's on Facebook that you might want to be your girlfriend but ain't your girlfriend because he might get mad at stuff that you see. Unless you're ready to go on Facebook and say, hey, you're in a relationship with him, that might not be a good idea. Stop all the poking. That's another don't. Don't poke me. I'm a dude. Don't poke me. And girls apparently don't like it either. So stop all that poking stuff. Booty models. I don't really know what a booty model is. I've seen booty models on MySpace, but for all the booty models, the ladies don't like it because they see you. So don't be a booty model on Facebook. Another don't is don't think Facebook is real life because it ain't. It's cyberspace. And the last thing is, don't share things on Facebook that could incriminate you or get you fired because then you're broke and it's a recession and it's very, very, very hard to get a new job these days. So you don't want to put something out there on Facebook that will get you fired, i.e. Call off work and then forget that your boss is one of your friends on Facebook and he'll take that information and fire you, and you'll be laid off, and you'll be in the unemployment line the next day. So that being said, we want to thank all of our callers who tuned in to FlyishTV.com, who called into our hotline tonight, and who continuously support us every week. We are doing this from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on FlyishTV.com. We love you. Tell 5 people about the show.
We are growing this thing, and our ratings are going up. We love you. Peace, love, and soul. And by the way, we love you. Peace. Show's over. Bye.